So let's talk a little bit about the data we have on targeted therapy with BRAF mutant V600 disease. Wells, can you comment a little bit on Scott Kopetz et al., the SWOG study looking at irinotecan cetuximab with vemurafenib?
Yeah, so this was a randomized trial. And I'll tell you, before we started, there was a lot of skepticism as to whether or not in the cooperative groups we'd be able to get a BRAF trial done. So it's really nice to see everyone test, and this thing actually enrolled ahead of schedule.
I think people may be discouraged because initially it wasn't playing out with just the BRAF inhibitors alone.
Right, right. And that actually was shown even preclinically. So it's one of these classic examples. We talk about how, oh, there'd be this day in the future where it doesn't matter where your tumor comes from, but we're just going to talk about your whatever your mutational status is. And that's not really true in BRAF. In BRAF, from the original models of cell lines, et cetera, single agent inhibition didn't work. Scott went back into the lab and showed that with cetuximab, you could reverse some of those resistance pathways. So basically, this looked at sort of standard of care, which would be cetuximab and irinotecan, and then adding vemurafenib to that. And it showed a progression-free survival, the primary endpoint, even though there was crossover allowed, also showed us overall survival benefit. We actually participated in the phase one trial here as well, and there were certainly toxicities, but overall, there really wasn't anything unexpected.